the Shiloh's like this. The Shadchan, call him Ruvain, found a good shidduch between a top-notch boy and a nice girl, and he put the two together. And the shidduch was going well. Then Ruvain receives a phone call from a gevir who just came into town. The gevir said, "I'm looking for a top-notch boy for my daughter. Have you got any suggestions for me?" So the shadchan thought, well, to himself, the only real top-notch boy to the caliber which this gevir is looking for is the one presently going out to this other girl. And the gevir, if I make a shidduch with him, he'll give me a big, big pay. What should I do? So he decided that it'd be worth his while to make the boy, the top-notch boy, go out with the gevir's daughter. So what did he do? He phones up the colour, the potential colour, which the boy's going out with, and said, you know, the boy has decided it's not for him. He doesn't feel that he's a nice girl, but he doesn't feel that it's matzim. So she was pretty shocked, because it was going well, and she accepted that the shidduch is over. Then she phoned up the top-notch boy and said, the girl's no longer interested in the shidduch. Oh, a bit surprised, very surprised. It's a true story.
Does it shock you?
Very, very surprised, because the shidduch was going well, but okay.
It happened to be.
That, so now the shidduch's off. Then the following day, or 2 days later, the shadchan phoned up to the boy and said, oh, I've got another great shidduch for you that just happened to be in town, set you up with the gevir's daughter. And he went out with the gevir's daughter. Lo halech! It didn't work!
It
didn't work! After 2 or 3 months later, Chosin's family says, you know what, he's been out already with quite a few girls, and the only one which seemed matim at the time was this girl which broke up. Maybe time has healed things, and maybe now they're back together again. So this time he decided not to go through the shadchan. He phoned up the girl family straight away. He said, look, you're interested, he's interested. So both sides decided, yeah, it was good, so let's go. So now they're on the shidduch, and they find out that saying, well, you know, why did you break up? He said, I broke up, you broke up. And they realized that they were made to break up by the shadchan. But this time they went by themselves, and they made the shidduch, and now they're engaged, and now we're in Bristol. Why we're in Bristol? Because there was a gevir in town which offered more money for him to find. Now in Basin, who's in Basin? The shadchan. The shadchan says, why are you engaged? I put you two together. Without me putting you two together, you would never know each other. You owe me shadchanis. And not only you owe me shadchanis as a master, at this beginning, which is a third, you owe me shadchanis for the whole lot. Because we learned that if you're the only shadchan involved, and the shidduch is then completed, even if it's very difficult through the people involved themselves, not other shadchanim, then even although the first one just connected, but so no other shadchan was involved, he gets all the shadchanis, he gets the whole wage. So therefore, I connected you to, no other shadchan was involved, it was the families themselves that finished off, so to speak, the shidduch. So therefore, you owe me shadchanis for the whole shidduch. Is it acceptable? Maybe not acceptable, his claim. But is he right halachically that now he gets all shot from this? If he, the strict letter of halach.
No.
He?
No. He should get a third. He shouldn't get anything.
I say he gets the shalchanas, but then he's included to pay them for the agmas nefesh he caused them.
Okay.
Why not?
He doesn't get it.
He did the introduction, he did the introduction that, and by him ruining the shirach, he automatically lost out on the rest. Right, at that point he was no longer intending to get the rest, so
he
the original part, he had intention.
That is what he intended when he did the work, not when he undone
his
intention.
When he undid it, he's now working.
His intention when he did the work was to get
so he says, I'm forfeiting any money I was getting.
He didn't forfeit nothing.
By breaking it up.
He didn't forfeit it. In fact, he intended to get it when they got back together.
You made it worse.
If you remember, we had a case.
Come on.
Yeah, but he did all the work beforehand.
Well, I did a job for you, not to get paid, but also to steal from you.
Right. And there you didn't get it.
Then you've got no shots.
Right.
Is it comparable first to that case?
No, from the beginning he was sincere.
So definitely the beginning, I did it for payment as a shatran. Okay, so now do you get paid the whole shatranas just for the introduction?
You get one third,
do you only get a third? So we learned that you can get the whole shatranas if all the benefit you did is by introducing.
First of all, that wasn't all
so
the benefit.
So if you're telling me I did the introducing for wages.
But he was shepherding
the
land.
The other day, that led, in a long about way, to the actual conclusion of the shidduch. So I should get paid the whole shatranas just for the introduction.
You don't even say that though, because he didn't beyond the introduction. He was shepherding them halfway through the thing until he decided to sabotage it.
Okay, so you should even get two thirds, and the finish get the thirds. I should
no,
get the whole.
Should get everything.
Should get everything.
Yeah.
Once he actively broke it, he was basically being mochel on
he
the
wasn't mochel on nothing.
On the other two thirds.
Why up with two thirds? There's no up with two thirds.
Because he went against.
No, you're missing. There's shatranas for the whole lot just for introduction.
He's entitled.
Unless
someone
else comes and takes it away. Before somebody else is.
So here there's him. He's become like the somebody
well,
else.
Of course, somebody else takes it away.
So we get the third.
The other one
is
another person comes in and does more things which are necessary to make the connection. No one is necessary more to make the connection.
At most, he gets a
feeling milsa that he was mocha on everything.
Okay.
I don't think it was mocha. He wasn't mocha.
Let us see
that action.
A gemara, which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and Choshen Mishpat is in the Reish Ayin. It says like this. Again, Shemes. Again, has no relatives. He dies. What's the status of his possessions of a ger who dies?
Hefker.
Okay? A ger who dies. Ubezizu Yisrael. Not chosim. And Yisraelim, so the ger dies, not chosim or hefker, and the Yisraelim come and take his possessions. Veshamusha dai lomeis oshiesha ben. And then suddenly they heard that. No, he hasn't yet died. I was wrong. I thought he died. He has not died, this guy. Or he's got a son. I didn't realize he has a relative. Osha Ishtaba Beres, or his wife is pregnant. If so, the son is going to inherit. Kulam Chai Lahafsir. They have to give back all the possessions they took because they thought it was Hefka and it wasn't Hefka. Chizir Kulam, so they gave it back. And after they gave it back, they heard who it really was. Hefka. There was no son. He did die. Then what's the status? Whoever goes now and grabs those possessions of that ger will now get possession of it and own it, but the original ones, when they grabbed it, they can't get it back unless they grab it again. So what do we see from here? That even although they grabbed it when it was really Hefka, and they intended to, they thought it was Hefka, they grabbed it, but then they found out afterwards with a Shmua.
They found
the Shmua that it was not Hefka, so they gave it back. They put it back. They put it back where it was.
Still Hefka.
They thought it, there was a relative.
It was still happening. That's the second people that picked it up were picking it up. It was always
they took it and they put it back.
Yes. Back anyway.
They took, let's say, the table.
No,
they took it home. They went to the guest house. They took the table home. They heard there's a relative. They took the table back to the guest house. Yes. Then they heard, you know, the mistake, the shmur was wrong. It was really Hefka. The halacha is, first come, first serve. They can't claim that since we took it when it was Hefka, we are the real owners. No. They gave up their ownership. They gave up their ownership.
Because of years?
What?
Because of years?
So why is it? Why did they give up their ownership? What? How did it happen? They picked up when they did a Hefka. They picked up with Kavona to Kona something which was Hefka. So what? Why don't they own it? Nechila, you can't be mochel something you own.
They
mafker it.
They mafker it back with kavana.
Okay. Mafker batos. Mistake. Hefka batos is not Hefka.
Apparently it is.
Hefka batos is not Hefka.
You are not.
I do kinyon in batos, and mistake is not kinyon. Hefka is a kinyon. Also, it doesn't help. Says the Erech Shai, from this Gemara I learn. B'shidduch la'achah. When I made the shidduch between two people, because the Gemara nigmar, and when it was coming to conclusion, the shidduch nizdam lechosin shidduch achah. The chosin decided, ah, it's not for me, and he went with another girl. V'nosa ha'acheres, and he actually goes and married this other girl. The Akta Gorsha, and then he divorced her, the Nosa Harishona, and he marries the original girl, which the Shatkin put together. But Tana Shatkin said, Bomikofa, the Shatkin who said, I put you together, so you owe me Shatkhanas. The Shabdi says, the Rakshai answered him, based on this Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, Shagabash Akta Venisiyayish. Then the fact that this chosen you put together with this girl went and married somebody else, that made you miyayish from getting your wages. But upon him chadoshes balavah. Now it's a new deal, which has got nothing to do with you because you're miyayish on what happened, and therefore you're not entitled to wages based on this gemara. So and this is Shulchan Aruch. Therefore, we see for Ershai that the concept is not Hefka, it's Yish. Because I thought that these possessions were not Achva Hefka, I thought that he had someone relative, so I gave it back. So I was this Yish from this table. It was mine, and I was this Yish from it. Now, as this Yish, that itself makes it ownerless, and whoever now comes, Zohar says there a shy. Who did Shatzman? If a Shatzman makes a shidduch and suddenly then it doesn't work, he marries somebody else and then breaks up and goes back to the shidduch, he doesn't get Shatzman because as soon as the chosen marries somebody else, the Shatzman is misyayish from getting his wages for the original connection. So even if you go back, you don't have to pay because he gave up his rights by yish. Doma to the Erech Shai's case that says the Shatzman is not entitled to any money because of years.
I don't understand.
Yes, absolutely.
Because by the case of the furniture, We're talking about a davar sheish bal mamish, like the miyish on something tangible. Yish on a right doesn't mean anything.
Yish on a right means
on your earnings.
Yes. Your earnings. You read the.
These I thought I wasn't entitled to it, but I really was.
Yish.
I made a mistake.
Yish. It even works.
Yish means it becomes
even worse by mistakes. The whole yish
right
is by
can't
mistakes.
Become hefker though. It's not shy for right to become hefker. Nobody else.
Not?
Nobody else can take it.
No, but miyish means
it's like if I
never any
I'm in a business deal with someone.
Let me put it like this. Yeah. You owe me wages.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So therefore, there's money by you which is meshubet to me.
Well,
yes?
No.
Meshubet to me.
No, I am
as wages.
You and my assets in general
are meshubet. Yes.
But not specific money.
Yes.
Assets
in general.
Yes.
Then I miyayish from getting paid from you.
Yes.
Yes. So therefore, by yish of that, that means I give it up any rights on your possessions for any claim now. I've given up my rights of a claim. Any monetary rights?
Yeah, but yish, which takes place when it's already in the possession of the person that is mechuyev to give it back to you, doesn't count. If I find an object and the person is miyayish afterwards, I'm still having to return it to.
That's a din. Asomis aveta doesn't help. That's it's so bali yotzer. That's a different.
So wait a minute. You're telling me if I give up on your paying me because you're a mafiosa, you're never mechuyev to pay me again?
Yeah, that's what we're saying. Yes.
Is that true?
That's what we're saying.
That's what we're saying. Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. Let's say I have a business deal, and things go sour, and we split up, and I think that he doesn't owe me any money, and then I'm talking to you one day, and I discover, Pitomo, he owes me money. So does that mean I cannot longer take him to basing, because I was already behind?
No, because that's not called yish. That's not called yish. That just means, I don't think I've got a claim. Yish means, I know I've got something, and I'm saying I'm never going to get it. It's never going to be seen. Right? It's never going to come to me. That's called yish.
Okay.
Yeah. So that means our case, do much as RSI or not.
He was never miyayish in our case.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
He was never miyayish.
By him breaking it up,
he wasn't miyayish. He figured if this doesn't work out, I'll put the back together again.
No,
and I'll get
at that point,
he's
actively saying
he didn't even try to
back
together.
He's never
going to
be shocked to me.
He's
actively.
He didn't think he'd get copped on this one.
He thought
he was breaking off the shit of him, and it's all over.
Going to the billiard.
You think he thought maybe they'll go get back together?
He never tried to get back together.
No.
He wasn't even involved in that.
I don't think he was miyayish.
He's pretty slimy, even though it's a shoe. Keep on saying
he's very slimy.
He's
the slime to call. He's never miyayish.
He went ahead and broke off the shit of him.
A woman went.
And the shot is confident that people take them seriously also.
So firstly, there's a bit of a problem. There's a halacha. Can you be miyayish from a chov? Can you be miyayish from a debt that somebody owes you? Machlokas, that itself is a machlokas. That's the first problem. Second problem, this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Rishonim argue on it. Not everybody holds like this. Second problem.
This is not a chov. Why is this a chov?
You owe me money.
No, why is this only when they
get engaged?
They
owe me money.
They don't owe money.
They owe me money.
Once you get engaged, you owe me for the 12.
The use was before the money.
No, but you can't be miyayish on a chov.
It wasn't a chov.
It was a chov. Once they get engaged, the chov was when he did the work.
No, it wasn't. He was miyayish on every game of money. It wasn't a chov. He didn't owe him money.
They
His
did.
Use came before he owed the
if
money.
If they didn't owe him money, then there was nothing to be miyayish on.
The use came.
He always in the eyes.
Okay.
On getting money.
Yes.
Why would he get money? If he's not owed it.
He's miyayish on the relationship.
Okay.
Ever, the business.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you. Yish on a debt is a machlokas. This halach in Shulchan Aruch is also a machlokas. So therefore, we should have problems.
It's not a debt.
So, Yemi is absolutely correct.
Impossible.
Yemi is absolutely correct. And the Shabbos like this. Yish on a chov may not work because you already owed the money, and it's not tangible, like you say, and therefore may not work. This case of the Gemara, also yish not may work, is because I can't be yash on something which is mine already. Only if I've lost it. It's my resource, I can't be yash. But in our case, when he did the job of the Shadchanus, he wasn't yet owed the money. A potential that it could lead to money. And what did he do? He said, this potential, which could lead to money, I'm going to break up this potential. I'm going to destroy it in a fashion where it won't, make sure that it won't lead to money by breaking up the shidduch and putting up with other people. That's more than yish. That's called silik. I'm not interested anymore in these wages I'm giving. I'm, so to speak, even me mafkir the wages. He's even me mafkir. I'm not interested in the connection which I created of getting paid for it. I don't want the money from this connection. I want to make another connection and get money from that. That, everybody would agree, for sure. Not only the Erech Shai. Even if you are going to Erech Shai, in this case, everyone will agree, you're not entitled to
Shabbos.
What?
Everybody including Matzahs?
Yes, yes, even Matzahs. So, the halacha is, he's not entitled
anything.
To a thing.
Yes. All of you are wrong.
Except you. Except Yirmi. Yeah. All of us were wrong, except Yirmi go.
Let's now move on to another tinter. Reuven's looking to a big building to buy. Wants to buy a building, and Reuven is introduced to a big building by an agent, and negotiations goes well. They agree on the price. Agree on the price. $10 million. Okay. Another time we'll talk about the second part of this tenterah, but let's talk about the first part of it. $10 million. Fine. Now what happens? Just as they're about to sign contracts, a note comes over from the courts saying that you're not allowed to sell the property because there's claims against it from another party that claim that you're not the owner who's selling it. Deals off. There's a court order, sale can't be taken place. Sale can't take place then. Now they go to courts. This Reuven and the person's claiming it doesn't belong to Reuven go to court. It's in court for 6 years.
6 years.
Over the whole process, ranging it back and forwards, different aspects of the case. It was a complicated case. Eventually, the court rules in favor of Reuven. Now Reuven's ready to sell it. He goes back to the original person who was interested, and he said, yes, I'm still interested at the original fee, and they sell it. Now the agent comes and says, you owe me agent fees for the shidduch I made between you and you and the building. He says, what you made at the time, it wasn't, didn't work. This is a new deal. I don't owe you any agent fees. It's like the case of the chosen marrying somebody else, and then they get divorced, and then you go back to the original shidduch, and therefore you don't get shat chomus there. So also here, yeah, it was off, because the secular court is like the other girl, saying it's off, and now no shidduch. It now comes back on, but that's nothing to do with you, and therefore you're not entitled to any shatz chonos, any agent fees.
No comparison.
The Baldovers didn't express any reluctance to go ahead or not go ahead.
But they could go ahead, it says on the court, no deal.
For the moment.
No, it's like you're already married to somebody else.
No, with the marriage, you expect he's going to stay married for forever. He's not going to come back in the market. Here, eventually, a building is going to come back in the market. We'll deal with it then.
And maybe it'll come back in the form of belonging to Levi, who's the one who conveyed that to Tim.
So what? I'll buy it from him.
He's still interested to buy it.
There's no yield. There's still a very good possibility it's going to come back. The deal's going to go through. It's just a delay. What?
Now. Okay. I understand.
Where did this happen? Which country?
Which country?
In Israel or
America?
In America. So doesn't Dino come into play there?
What aspect are you saying?
That the agent is permanently entitled to that fee if it closes.
Not if it's, there's a break.
If there's a break and they come back together, yeah.
Well, Dino because it doesn't last in Texas.
No.
If there's years, there's years. Yeah.
Well, he's not going to be Miyash if he knows Dino Bakhus is that he's supposed to get it.
We're asking, is there Yish, I think. Okay, so let's look at our famous Shulchan Aruch. We just saw it a few times, and we're going to see it again. From this Shulchan Aruch, you learn 80% of Hilchos Shatran.
Oh.
Reuven Hoyelo Bais Limka. Reuven had a house to sell. Upa Shimon. Vesir Limka Levi came from Shimon. The agent said, sell it. I got Levi, he's interested. Vama Reuven Shalevi Sono. Reuven said, Levi, I'm not going to sell it to him, he's my enemy. If anyone wants a Limkolo. V'achakach, and then afterwards, Mocho Levi Ayteyache. Then he did sell it to Levi, even though he was his enemy. Chai, who do you give the Shatchonis to? Do you give it to the first Shatchon or the second one? Chai, Litein L'Shimon Sassoso. You're Chai, to give it to Shimon. The first one. Yep, connecting them. I connected you. You have to give to Shimon, but he connected. Why? Says the Rosh, which is where it comes from. Because it was a lie. When he said he was my enemy, it wasn't his enemy. That's why you have to face Shimon. Let me ask you a question. And if it wasn't a lie, who would you pay? What's the implication that it would be true that Taki, you know, you said Shimon, Shimon, you told me Levi, what's the fact? He's my enemy, and it was true at the time. But then things changed.
Where does it say?
And
where does it say it's a lie?
What would be true if it's not a lie? It was Tucker an enemy. And then things changed. Who would he pay according to the implication of the Shulchan Aruch? Who would he have to pay? The first agent or the second agent? According to the implication of the Shulchan Aruch. The first agent gets his fees because it was a lie.
Only because it's a lie. It's not
what's
a lie.
The implication that it wasn't, if it wasn't a lie, it was Taki, he was an enemy, but things change. Who would he pay?
The second one.
He would pay the second one, not the first one. Why? Why wouldn't he pay the first one? He connected.
I
connected. I gave you the motor. I gave you the petek, which connected the two. I didn't stick you because you said he's an enemy, but you know about him because of me. You know about him because of me. But you said sticking didn't work because he was an enemy. Okay, now that things change. Now you should pay me. Why don't you pay me?
That's not a great reason I saw something.
Take his money.
It doesn't mean that a person is not going to sell just because they don't like this person said.
So you're making the kasha worse. The Shulchan Aruch is saying that if it's true that he doesn't like him, then the fact that you introduced him to him, and then at the time when he didn't like him, and then you fought for him because things change afterwards, you don't have to pay the first agent, even though he introduced you. He gave you the address of him. And normally address is good enough. Why not? Why not? What do we see from here?
It wasn't even an address. It was his.
It was address. It was definitely an address. It's address without sticking. Because you said he hated it. But it was definitely address. Why did you come back to him? Because of the original address. After you get rid of the problem of hatred, you come back to him because of the original address which he gave. So you introduced me. Still the Shulchan Aruch says you don't get it. Why? What do we see from here that's relevant to all the cases we're talking about tonight? What do we see from here? Why don't you, what's the reason, even if somebody does work with intention to get paid, and you use this at the end of the day, but you still don't pay, what's the reason we said tonight why you wouldn't pay? Because of yish. So what's the indication over here? That's enough to create yish with Jess. He hates me. I hate him. As soon as I say I hate him, oh, the shot's going to say, okay, they just say he hates him. Me eyes. Now tell me, is it possible that people should change and hatred goes away or money gets the better of hatred? I think too. That's possible. But still we're saying that a person's miyash, even it's possible. Because in the present status, we're saying, present status is not a good, it's not a deal. It's good enough for yish to be in the present state and not a deal, not workable deal, to create yish. Even though it's possible, things will change. That's what we see over here. So here also, what's the base mishpat? Comes out and says, not allowed to sell because it's a vikuach here, who it belongs to. Not only that, it lasts 60 years in court.
You didn't know that at the time.
No, but over time, even if he doesn't know the time, but over, after 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, he's not going to be Irish. He's not going to be Irish at the situation. He'll get agent fees out of it. Because even if the court works out in favor of Reuben, who says the original guy wants to buy it after 6 years? Who says the price won't change after 6 years? Who says that there won't ever be a deal? So too many ifs. For sure he's going to give up. Based on the shulchan.
No, yes? Because here, the status may never change. In the court case, the status will not change. It's not going to stay in court forever. It can't be pending permanently.
And hatred will never change?
Many times it doesn't.
Many times hatred doesn't change, but money gets better for hatred.
Many times, but not
many vada. Times hatred.
Here it will vada not be changed.
Time is
now, no, it doesn't.
Over depends.
Over here,
I'm telling you,
depends
it
what hatred is based on.
Especially if hatred is based on money, then it for sure doesn't.
Why does it work on the case where it wasn't a solo in the first place? If it was huge, if he hates him,
yes.
But yet it's still a huge.
Because you were, yes, that's called, you were tricked into miyash. You can't make me miyash. Yes? Okay. So the Chora, in our case as well, you shouldn't get the agent. Let us see the note of Yehud. Bini is dati. Shagam Ramah Shakotav, Shamokha Dayaka Shakhaibnit in the Shim and Sirsoy, Kabonaso Kafi Khalka. It means his portion. He doesn't like matters the same. He never mentions in the Shulchan Aruch that there was trickery. He never mentions that word in the Ramah, trickery. The Rosh mentioned it, where it's based on, but the Ramah doesn't. This is the Ramah. So therefore, since the Ramah didn't talk about it, he's talking about a case where it wasn't trickery. And it's saying the Ramah, that even though it wasn't trickery, and he did hate him, you still pay the first agent fee, says the note of Yehuda. Don't say that since it didn't work, he's not entitled to it. The Ramah is telling the opposite. He's telling you, you do pay him even if it's true that he hates him. You still pay him if at the end of the day he buys it and the hatred goes away. And you have to pay both shatchonim in such a case, because both of them helped the deal. He introduced, he took away the hatred, together you have to pay, and that's the shat in the Ramah. So it comes out from the way note of Yehuda learned the Ramah, the way the note of Yehuda learned the Ramah, it comes out opposite. It says, the Ramah talking about a case where you hated the guy, and it was true, and then the deal was finished by somebody else, because he took away the hatred. The second guy, the halach is, you pay the first guy as well, because that doesn't, the fact that you introduced him at a status where it wasn't going to work because he hates him, doesn't mean there's yish to take away his right to shadchanus. So here also we can don on whether there's yish or not. What do you think? Is this now asking the opposite now, the question? According to those of you who observe, if a guy says, I hate you, I'm not going to sell this guy to this my property, and then he does at the end, because the hatred went away, then you do pay the fees. So you see the job. There's no yish if there's a barrier in the way. Barrier in the way doesn't make yish. Is the case of our case, of the law courts, secular courts, stopping us selling because there's a vikuach and there's a case out there, does that light the barrier of the Nota Behuta where there's no yish going to be? Or is the case of the courts worse and there the Nota Behuta would agree that there is yish? Is the case of the courts like hatred where there's no yish? Or the case of the courts like marrying somebody else where there is yish? We've got one case where there is yish, one case there's no yish. How do you compare our case, the case of the courts? Like the case of marrying somebody else? Or like the case where there's just a temporary barrier called hatred in the way?
The building didn't marry somebody else.
Yes. Didn't marry somebody else.
Right. It's just a matter of time. Till it doesn't get sold to somebody else, it could still get sold to this person.
What's the get? When do you say yes? That's the question I asked you. When do you say yes and when don't you say yes? What defines a situation where yes will be and what defines a situation where yes won't be? I know the extremes. I know hatred, there's no yes. I know married something else, there is yes. What about something in the middle?
It depends on the probabilities.
Where do we put it?
The probability that things are going to get back together.
Just the ability of the... When it's in your hands... The hatred can come, hatred can go away. The course is out of your hands. Once it's out of your hands, you have no control of it anymore.
When it's in your hands or not in your hands? Okay, the hatred is in your hands?
Yes. It changed.
Fine. So what, how would you define yish in three words? How would you define yish? It's a very simple,
when someone would give up hope.
Simple ways.
When someone would give up hope on it coming back.
Why would I give it back?
Because the probability is so small, I don't even entertain it.
What am I trying to achieve by shadchanus?
Togetherness.
And what is the yish?
Me too. It's a separation.
But what type of separation is going to take me away from claiming my putting you together? What type of separation would mean that I'm a yayish on the putting together, even if it happens at the end there was a togetherness?
A new balance.
A new balance. What? Okay, put the kettle on.
Something you've got no control
over.
Nothing about.
No, not true. Hatred's also got no nothing about. He can change, but I can't.
Something final.
That's only two words.
No. So the get is like this. Where I try to put two parties away and what together, and one of the parties says, "I'm not interested." I'm not interested in something that you're trying to do. You're trying to put me together with him, and I do something which says, it's never going to work. It's never going to work. I'm going to push that connection away. They're never going to get us together. That is called yish. Then, on that, there's two levels. Hatred, pushing away, says no to yudah. That's not called enough pushing away. Because that can always change. It's a little push. It's a temporary push, it could come back to hatred. Yeah. Marriage to somebody, help try. by suddenly he going mad something else. He's pushed me. He's pushed the connection which I tried to make. He's pushed it away by something else. That's for sure. I'm not going to get them back together. Marriage is going to stay. He pushed me away. I grew hatred of marriage. But in our case of the base of Ishvans, who pushed away?
The courts.
Did the parties push away?
No.
It's the courts pushing away.
What's the difference?
The courts pushing away. There's no yes on the parties. There's no saying we don't want the deal. We still want the deal if it's possible. There's definitely an outside barrier there that's trying to stop us. If it's a permanent outside barrier, okay. But if it's a barrier which may work out, may not work out, there's definitely not going to be a yish by the worker who tried to put them away. Because I don't see the connection which I made that none of the parties is interested. They're still interested in the connection. There's a technical problem which will work itself out, hopefully. That's not going to be yish. So therefore it's entitled to yish. Pushing away, an earnest pushing away, conclusive pushing away. Yeah. Now, we're going to finish off with a shine, two shiners to see whether you chaps the halacha. Like this. Two of them together. I want quick answers from all of you around the table without thinking, because you already know everything. Like this. I put Reuben together with Shimon. Reuben wants to buy property, Shimon wants to sell his property. I put them together. Reuben wants 2 million shekels for his property. Shimon wants to buy it only for 1.7. Vikuach on the money. Yes? There's a very big gap between 1.7 and 2 million. Yeah? Yeah. Big gap, 300,000. Okay? It's a good show. Now, he laughed at it when he heard 2 million. 2 million. And he laughed when he said 1.7. What happened? 4 or 5 months later, property comes down, his pocket gets tighter, and therefore his price now drops, and it goes down to 1.8. Now we've got a deal. Is the shatan entitled to shatan?
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's what I'm asking. Second case, before you answer. I introduce Maitzim Kolyon. I introduce Reuven, the shatan, introduces a boy who's a girl who's looking for shidduch, and the girl is already reached the age of 24. 24, 25. So the shotgun phones up and says, I've got a boy for you. Fine, all the details sound nice. Yeah. Look, now, how old is he? He's 30 and a half.
13 and a half.
30 and a half.
Oh,
30
and a half.
He's 30 and a half. Okay, 24, 30 and a half. Okay. That equipment will go out. Not bad. 24, 30 and a half. Not so bad. Also, Doris, there were 9, 10 years gap between. Okay, they go out. On the shidduch, they found out he's 30 and a half. What does that mean? 35. 35, 34, no, end of shidduch. 2 years later, she's 26.
And he's 37.
He's 27. They go out, they get engaged.
2/3.
Does the shatzen get shatchanis?
No.
So answer the first case. First case, does the agents get agent fees?
You're only saying no because the first one was a yes.
No, it's not
no. No, I said the second one gets a two because it's also Meissen before you.
The first one was a real no.
He realizes that's it. There's Yush.
No, the second one.
Is there Yush in either case, both cases, one of the cases?
Just the second case.
No Yush in either case.
Yush the second case.
Why is there Yush in the second?
It was a no. It was a real no.
It was not a real no. It happens all the time. All the time.
No, let's go around the table. First case and second case.
24-year-old girls like first a 40-year-old girl.
Agents. From 2 million down to 1.3.
No use. Gets money.
Gets money. Second case.
Yes, use, no money.
No money. Yes and no. See, what do you say?
Yes,
no. Not sure. Hear me, you've got always something to say.
Yes.
Yes and both.
Yes.
Yes, no.
Yes, no.
Yes and both.
Yes and both. No?
Even if he thinks we're wrong, because
both
were correct.
And the answer is...
No, no,
no. No, yes.
The answer is... yes, no.
No.
And the reason is like this. When I introduce a property, yes, everyone puts up their prices. But when there's prices, that's by Derech Mecca Chamemka, there's... I'm interested in the property. The prices change. That's part of the bargaining or process. So, yeah.
And like I said, if it's not far there, 1.5.
You sometimes, when it's very far, you know it's a joke. Meaning that it's just for bargaining reasons. Yeah? So therefore, there's no use in that. That's part of the process. In the case of the Shidduch, 24 to 35, look, Matzin. Ask for Shidduch. He gave me an old age pensioner.
Hakparas change also, just like prices.
Fine, it's not Shidduch. It's not Shidduch. Then you change. You're now no longer 24, you're 26. You're also an old age pensioner. Fine, you're old age pensioner as well, in some way. Yes?
But the
in the same category as the 35.
One, the reason they
got married, I don't mean 26.
The reason they got married in the second one was because of you.
So definitely, that was the years.
No, the years was that's why they got married, because of the years. Because they're
37
and 26. They're
Messiahs. They were
married.
Yeah, very good.
I still disagree.
Now, the next question for next week. Think about it. Somebody.
Is that only when the first case, you went down to the West and started the first case? What if the neighborhood changed? If something happened externally?
If it's something, it's external factors, then we'll have to donate that case separately. That's correct. But it's just a negotiation of back and forth. Think about for next week, case like this. Happened in Basin. Believe me, this happens. Case like this. A Shatskin has got a nice girl. She's already been divorced once. Okay. But he works in the divorce because you get more fees when you match up divorced people. Higher fees for Shatskins. Yep. Because it's tougher. So, he goes to Reuven, who's married. Says, I've got a shidduch for you. I'm married.
Is he Ashkenazi?
Says, I know your marriage is no good. It's true. I know you're married, so therefore, I'm giving you a shidduch. This girl.
He should get Shankana from the divorce attorney.
Yes, this is what is good for you. This girl's good for you. The present wife is no good for you. And therefore, this is good for you.
Daughter,
2 months later, there's a divorce, and then the new couple get engaged.
Did he start going out with her before the divorce?
No. Is he entitled to shadchanus in such a case?
Is a
he sure gets that money because he made the guy happy.
So
not only should you get out, but I'll tell you what else you should know.
Maybe you got to miss it.
Nice, sir. How you coming?
And he has the chutzpah to actually declare this in Beis Din.
money.
Can you check to see if this is off? Oh, you do. Of course, you missed one.